New online outlets experiment with podcasts and video and embrace social media. Some of the best known, such as the analysis site Africa is a Country or the literary one, Brittle Paper, began as personal blogs. They generally reject both the staid habits of mainstream African papers and the narrow preoccupations of much Western writing about the continent. Many are more cultural than political, but most lean left. The outlook is typically pan-African, finding both solidarity and difference with activists elsewhere. Through a series of essays on the Black Atlantic, Mr. Luwal hopes to change the perspective on blackness around the world. The focus, he thinks, tends to be narrowly American. These outlets also emphasize the universal interests of African writing. Jennifer Malek, editor of the Johannesburg Review of Books, says it aims to give a voice to African writers to comment on significant literary works from around the world. Its latest edition discusses both Manyano, a women's prayer movement in South Africa, and the influence of Charles Dickens. Bakwa, a literary magazine from Cameroon, has collaborated with a journal in Mexico and ran a series of essays about traveling as an African, with contributions from across the continent. If we didn't live in the internet era, I don't think we would ever have started Bakwa, says Shikashu Makvivan, its founder. Although funding is a perennial challenge for small magazines, the internet makes it cheaper to reach a scattered readership. Increasingly, says Wesije Bwa Wesijiri, founder of the Arts Managers and Literaries Activists Network in Kampala, African intellectuals are building the platforms that make cultural commentary possible. It's not just that people are interested in writing, now they're also interested in being the ones publishing. That spirit is beginning to extend from Africa's megacities into quieter places. In 2019, Remy Gamije co-founded Doek, a Namibian literary magazine. Contemporary Namibian writers are, he says, exploring the legacies of colonialism and the unspoken losses of the liberation struggle against white-ruled South Africa. We're basically doing the grassroots work of starting a literary tradition.